This is KN4RJN. Signal check, please.
Zero TR. Been wondering where you're at. Good signal.
Well, you know, Tom, how's everybody?
We're tired. We did a lot of yard work today before it starts raining here tomorrow, I guess. Not supposed to be very much rain. But we got fescue, so it needed to be cut at least one more time. Probably will again someday here in the winter, but looks nice. But I'm pooped, and so is Bernice. She's upstairs making oatmeal cookies, and I'm down here eating some banana pudding and watching TV and just turned on the computer. John, how's your day?
This is KN4RJN. Oh, not bad. I got, I'm going to have to knock off and go to bed early. I've got to get up at like 4 to get to the hospital. My surgery's tomorrow, so I can't eat anything after midnight. And then I got this nasty stuff I'm supposed to drink in the morning, and I got to shower with a special soap and all this other happiness and whatnot, and then drive myself to the hospital, park the car, and then she'll come and get me later. But, yeah, so I got to I got to knock off early this evening.
That's what I was thinking about. I thought maybe you had your surgery and was off the air, but maybe that'll give you more time on the air. Who knows? Well, Bernice got hers moved up to, I ain't got a calendar here, but it's the second or third week of December instead of January 27th. So we're real happy about that. I think I might have told you. But you got yours done a lot quicker. They gonna let you come home the same day?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, same day is what they tell me. And, yeah, I'm happy. Bernice doesn't have to wait till the end of January. I bet she's real happy about that, yeah. So yeah, it's, well, there's more doctors up here than you can shake a stick at, so I managed to get in. Took forever to get it scheduled because of, you know, they sent me for an MRI, and it took them forever to get that read because they were short-staffed, and then there were some miscommunications between my doctor's office, me, and the surgeon's office, and and we went around, but we finally got all that worked out. So yeah, I would have liked to have gotten this done a month ago, but anyway. But yeah, I told Bernice, I said, woohoo, you know, I'm glad she got that moved up. So yeah, if she's having pain like I'm having pain, then yeah, January is a long way away. Back to you, buddy.
Thrilled to death, and I was curious. Motion light went on over here over my heater. Hope that ain't anything. Never seen that before when it cycled off. It's a little wall heater I put in down here in the basement. Because getting old makes you get colder faster. No, it went off. When you walk around down here, the motion lights are just those little hockey puck things up on the ceiling. Well, what do they make you drink? I never had surgery where I had to drink anything, I don't think.
This is KN4RJ, and it's just a little bottle of Ensure. It's a special pre-surgery Ensure to, you know, help you come out of it easier and promote healing and all that other happiness stuff. I guess so you can have something on your stomach and get some nutrients there. But, yeah, it's just a bottle of Ensure, but it's pre-surgery. You know, it's special Ensure, which means they can jack the price up on it. But anyway, my insurance is covering it anyway, so I don't really care. But, yeah, it's just a bottle of Ensure is all it is.
It's Ensure OTR. Yeah, well, that's great. That's great. The only place I had to drink anything was for colonoscopy, and they called it Go Lightly. And I got news for you. It ain't. But you know, the funniest thing, we went by a street up here not far from us. I can't remember exactly where it was. And the name of the street was Go Lightly. I had to laugh at that.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I'm scheduled for one of those next year, I think, is when it's time for me to do another one. And yeah, that's the colonoscopy is pain, is piece of cake. It's the prep that I can't handle. And I think my son-in-law is going in for one. I think it's tomorrow or the next day. So he's going in, I'm going in, everybody's going in for something or other. But yeah, go light. It is definitely not go lightly. Yeah.
Used to make you drink a whole gallon of that stuff. I can't remember how much the last time. I know I had to have one for 5 years. So that's good. And my sister died of colon cancer, and it's well worth having the test. Gets that early, I'll tell you for sure. But when you get up to be my age, well, they don't do it as often now. It used to be every 3 years, because my mom had it too. But I don't want to get that stuff. I'll gladly do the test. Well, Bernice had that stress test the other day. And it was chemical. Don't seem to bother her. And she's got a tremendously high threshold of pain, but she's really limping around on it, John. I'll tell you for sure. She just don't say much. She's very, very quiet and very tolerant of pain. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I'm not so tolerant of it. I hurt tonight, and I don't mind saying so. The lawnmower bounces you around, even though it's a riding lawnmower. And I got all kinds of cushions on it. But, it's a great deal that she's getting this done early. She was out there pushing a push mower while I was riding the lawnmower. Now, I'll grant you, she was going awful slow. But she was cutting a few places that I couldn't, because she didn't want to have to weed eat. She usually does that because I can't lift that weed eater. It's just too much for me anymore. But I get the lawn mowed pretty good.
This is KN4R again. Yeah, my lawnmower bounces me around too. And of course the yard's, you know, downhill and uphill and whatnot. I get off that thing, I can barely walk. It just bounces my hip to pieces. But my wife got out and I got a electric hedge trimmer, battery operated. It's not as heavy as the other one I had. My wife decided she wanted to get out and go after the holly tree out there. And it's kind of tall, and I had to get the big ladder out to get up there and get it. But I think she did a number on her back while she was out there screwing around with all that stuff. Just hang on. I'll get to it. As soon as we get the surgery out of the way and I'm up and walking again, I'll go out there and get it. But She can't wait that long, so she'll go out and do it, and then now her back's all sore, spasming on her, so she's going to have to go see her doctor and possibly get a shot in her back so she can calm that thing down. But, in any event, what are we here, about 7? Oh, no, clock's running a little slow, about 5 minutes out, so what else is going on, Tom, anything?
My neighbor went down to Santee Cooper, and boy, did they catch the channel cats right here the Thursday and Friday, come back Saturday. But Tim decided it wasn't going to rain on Thursday, and he didn't take his rain gear, whereas the other two friends of his that were on the pontoon did. He like froze dead. So I took him over a little propane heater. They're about, 8 inches in diameter, and they're infrared, and you just stick them in the top of a propane tank. I ain't using it, so I give it to him, told him to put it on that pontoon boat, and he was shopping just for new rod and reels, and I said, that's going to be my Christmas present, Tom, and I said, Tim, you got about 30 or 40 rods downstairs. Well, yeah, but some of those are striper rods, and they're not catfish rods. I said, that would be a shame to catch a channel cat on a striper rod. You'd rather spend $200 or $300 on a new rig. Duh.
This is KN4R again. Not being much of a fisherman, I didn't realize that each fish needed its own particular rod, or that, I thought a fishing rod's a fishing rod, you know, what do I know? But yeah, okay. So how many different rods has he got?
Fencing about 30.
Now, are those for, you know, 30 different types of fish, or, you know, has he got some repeats in there?
I told him he's getting like a golfer, or maybe a pool player has to have a different cue for everything. fishing, I've been told, is just a big hole to throw money into. Kind of like ham radio, John. Well, you have good luck tomorrow. I'll let you go. It is 8:57 and 3 seconds, so it's coming up pretty quick, John. And our thoughts and prayers are with you, and we'll keep you in mind. And holler at me when you successfully complete your hip surgery. I heard that was about a nice 10 or 12 inch incision, which doesn't exactly sound like fun, but it's a lot better than having a bad hip. And those new store-bought ones are working out real good. Take care, John. This is N0TR.
This is Can4RG, and you too, Tom, and tell Bernice, you know, I've only got about a 4-inch incision where they did the left hip, so, and they come in from the front instead of through the back, so it speeds recovery time because they don't have to cut through quite so much muscle and fat and whatever else you got back there, but I'll be on a walker for a few weeks and then on a cane for a few weeks, and hopefully by summertime I'll be walking like a normal person. But anyway, you tell Bernice I said hi, and I'll back on out of here. 73's KN4RJ in clear.
QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As soon as check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then Echo Link before we go to the RF section. And tonight for the pre-net check-ins, KG4 PFI, that's Don, and KG4 QLQ, Linda, they're in Piedmont, and then K4 XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, W2AMD, that is Drew in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome W4FCM, that is Fred, and along with N4IEI, Isla, down there in Traveler's Rest. In our check-ins, we would like to welcome AA4GH, that is Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, 4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, then KE6KEN, it's Ken in Pleasant Hill, California. No, I think that's Mark. And then we'd like to welcome KC4W, that is Bill and Anderson. And last for the pre-net check-ins, we would like to welcome KA5WLL. That's Mel and Taylor's. But they're Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB.
KO4JKB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I will hang around.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN. Then we'd like to welcome KO4YHY. That is Jim in Berea. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Now let's move on to the RF section of the net, which is tonight being Monday. It is Echo Through Hotel, E through H. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Club here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight. Thank you for calling the net, Duncan.
For JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Duncan. Good to hear you again.
Patrick and Penrose, good to hear you tonight, Patrick. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry up there by me and Candler. Good to hear you tonight earlier on the Spivey Mountain Net, sounding good. Then we'd like to welcome KO4GUN. That is Nelson Mobile down there between Greenville heading to Spartanburg. Sounding good tonight. And I think there was a station that got doubled with. So if there's another station in the Echo Through Hotel group and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
No.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I see an Echo Link station that popped up. So Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Net Control, this is, or please check in KQ4MSD, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina, joining by Echolink. Thanks for running the net. No comments, no traffic.
KQ4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4MSD, that is David, and down there in, I got the Springs part, I didn't get that first word. Where is your location again?
Well, sorry about that. That's Sandy Springs, South Carolina, kind of by Pendleton, north of Anderson.
Got it correct in the logbook. Sandy Springs. Sounding good, David. Good to hear you tonight. All right, let's move on to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. It's saying 73s for each one of you.
JKV. Hope you and your family are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, lead in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and the family are all well. Good evening to you all, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Kilo Charlie 4, India, Victor Papa, KC4, IVP, Stephen Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James up there on the mountain in Tuxedo. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid, closer up in my area up there in Fletcher. Good to hear you again, Sid. And Sid hosts that great net every Sunday night on the Bear Wallow repeater. That's every Sunday at 8. Frequency 146640 with a tone of 91.5. And Sid, if you're still on there, you had mentioned that you do a 6-meter net, and there's some folks down in the upstate that might be able to get into that 6-meter net. Do you have that? Would you like to plug that one real fast?
Folks, there's a net on the Bear Wallow repeater. Friday evenings at 9 p.m. 53-130, 53-130 is the output, 52-130 is the input, tone of 100. All invited, you can hear us down there, come on up, we'd love to have you. Thank you, Duncan, W4IOE.
Hey, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for that information, Sid, and I hope to try to check in on that someday. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4IVP, that is Steve in Simpsonville. Hope you're doing well tonight, Steve. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. Always good to hear your voice, Larry. Hope you're doing well. And before we make another call through Mike through Papa, I remember that last alphabetic group, there was a station that tried to check in, and I just got a partial name and about one letter of a call sign. I think you were in a bad position. But if you tried to check in and you didn't make it and you want to give it another try, you can try now or, you know, all through the net. But go ahead and give it another try, station.
Please check in KK4HXB, Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be monitoring.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KK4HXB. That's Earl and Travis Rest. Good to hear you tonight. All right, let's go to, let's see, any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KO4JKV.
KV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Oh. 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont. Both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Hello, sir. This is it. And please check in to the third. Oscar India Matt, Ralph and Emma are the negatives and negatives.
Good group. Let's start it off by welcoming KO4, Papa X-Ray Bravo. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Good evening, Lloyd. Then we'd like to welcome KK4, Oscar November Oscar. That's Lorena, and she brings along Rick. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. And they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4 MOQ, down there in West Shoals. Hope y'all are doing good tonight, Lorena. Good to hear you. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM. And it's been a while since you checked in with me, Walt. It's always good to hear you. And you're down there in Inman. So 73 to you, and I hope to hear you check in more with me. All right, let's move it on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB.
KO4JKB. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in 0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. First time I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4JKB. Mr. Tom, wait me out. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango W2T Rusty. Mobile and Duncan headed to Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Rusty. Didn't know you was there.
For JKV.
Hey, Duncan. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be nine of a nine. Hey, Don.
Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, let's check in this wild crew. Let's welcome N0TR, that is Tom down there in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome WUT Tango, that's Rusty. And Rusty's mobile down there from Duncan heading to Moore, so be careful out there on those roads. And then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. And the three of y'all all have great signals tonight, so hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. So let's move on to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Yankee Mike Victor. This is Kevin down in Ennery, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everyone.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Welcome KM4YMV. That is Kevin down there in Henry. Good to hear you tonight, Kevin. Good signal. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV or net control. So it takes us to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I guess Alpha through Delta, they're out taking a tea break or something. So let's go ahead and open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KO4JKV.
4 Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4FHJ. That is Gene and Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight, Gene. Let's see if there's any other stations all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. Tonight we have one rag chew, and that is our good friend John down there in Brown Summit. KN4RJN, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world there, Duncan?
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV. Well, nothing much. I haven't been on the radio all that much, but good news up here in the Asheville area. They just announced that the city-supplied water that goes through, you know, the city pipes is safe to use, so that's good. So you can take a shower at my own home and do laundry at home, so that's a big plus. What's new in your world?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I saw that on the news that you don't have to boil your water anymore, and they finally got water going. So that's great. That's a big step towards civilization there. Well, not a whole lot. I gotta get up in the morning, go to the hospital, and have them chop my leg off. But other than that, nothing else going on. Let me tell you what's going on here in the sky here. Just a second. Give me a minute. This is KN4RJN, and the sun is kicking up its heels again, and we got some. Radio noise is going to be going on probably for the rest of the week, but we got about a 60% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout conditions and about a 10 to 15% chance of anything greater than that. There's some active regions on the sun that are rotating back around and heading our direction, so it's probably going to be noisy for the rest of the week. It's just, you know, the way it is. Meteor showers, the one coming up is the Leonids, which is actually peaked last night. Or early in the morning this morning, but you can still see it. It's active from the 6th of November to the 30th of November, and unfortunately, we got a big, bright, beautiful moon in the way for most of that. However, if you go out early morning, way early in the morning, around 4 a.m., 5 a.m., which is about the time I've got to get up in the morning. Look to the east, where Leo is coming up, and the moon will be on the other side. It'll be about ready to going down in the west. Zenith hourly rate on this thing is only about 10 to 15. They are bright and they are fast. And I checked outside here a little while ago, and I've got clouds where I'm at, so I'm probably not going to see it. If that clears up in the morning, I might be able to see it. But I think they're talking rain tomorrow, so that probably not going to happen. But, you know, if you get a chance, go out. The skies clear up in the next few days. It's still, like I said, it's still active to the end of the month. And then we'll talk about the Geminids next month here and next go-around. Other than that, my friend, let's see what's up right now. Moon is up, obviously. Jupiter's up and looking bright. And Orion has popped up over the horizon. And, of course, Leo is way down there in the dirt. He won't be up for, you know, a couple more hours. But if you get a chance, go out and take a look at that big, beautiful moon. And other than that, sir, I will send it back to you.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll be looking forward to the Geminids. And, as I was coming back from work, it was probably just as the sun was setting, getting a little dark, but there's a very bright planet southwest from us, and I think last time I talked to you, I thought it was Venus, but I might be wrong about that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, if it's right around just as the sun's going down and it's in the west, yeah, that would be Venus. That's the evening star. It's also the morning star, but that'll be that'll be later. But yeah, that would have been Venus, and it's very, very bright right now. If you got clear skies, just as soon as the sun goes down, it's the first thing that pops up in the western sky.
I got myself a gold star for my my sky watching, but good luck with the surgery and all that. I know that's not very fun to look forward to, but I think you're going to be okay. Just maybe take a Sharpie and write on one side saying wrong hip or something like that over, and so they get the right one. You know what I mean?
This is KN4RJN. Well, if they try to do the left one again, there's already a scar there. So I think, and it's the same surgeon that did that one. So as soon as he sees his handiwork on the outside, he goes, "Oops, dummy." Now they told me in the instructions that when I go in there, they'll verify my name and birth date and square root of my grandmother's age and all that kind of stuff, and which hip it is, and then they'll mark it. Yeah, it's part of their safety procedures. So they will actually write on it and say, "Yeah, this one." Yeah, if they try to do the other one, then they're going to see the scar from the last time. So, that ought to be their first clue. But, we'll be all right. Back to you, sir.
All right, John, that sounds good. And good luck and good healing. And hopefully we can hear you this time next week. And so good luck. And we're all thinking about you, buddy. I'll bike with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We are at 34 check-ins. That's a little light. Let's see if there's any other stations out there that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any station all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KV. Please check in KC4SKD, Larry. My wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS, both in Easley. No traffic, no wreck to you this evening. But I would like to bring along my brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC, Randall, he's in Nashville, and KF4GGF, Charlie, he's in Goose Creek. And if you need me to repeat any of those calls, that's fine. But hope you're having a good evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
N9TEE,
N, that's Sherry, my wife, and also myself, N9OYL. I'm Jim. We're both in Easley, and we'll both be negative and negative. And kind of interesting hearing a call so close to my wife's there a minute ago.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that was a big group there. We'd like to welcome KC4SKD. That is one of our net controllers, Larry. And he brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. They're down there in Easley. And Larry would also like to bring along Randall, N9PEC, that is in Asheville, up there by me. And Charlie, KF4GGS in Goose Creek. If I got any of those wrong, Larry, just let me know, but I think I got it right. I'm about having a pretty good batting average so far, but let's see. Coming up here, we have N4EDW, that is Ed in Brevard. Sounding good, Ed. Then we'd like to welcome, and I think I messed this first call sign up, but I got November 9, Papa Echo November, Sherry, and Jim, November 9, Oscar Yankee Lima. Jim, I think I did a mistake on Sherry's call sign. Could you come back to me with that?
Yes, sir. The FCC knew that my wife was a 10 when she got her license. It's N9 Tango Echo November, N910.
What a really cool call sign. So we'd like to welcome N9 Tango Echo November, Sherry and Jim, N9OYL, down there in Easley. Great signal, Jim. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. You are number 41. Let's see if there's any other stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Control, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Victor X-Ray Zulu. That's KQ4BXZ, Matthew, at Lake Hartwell, and I'm negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KQ4VXZ. That is Matthew, making a fine trip all the way from Lake Hartwell. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Matthew. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
4JKV, KQ4WLB, Roger, and Travers Rest. We'll be negative and negative.
JKV, Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Roger and Traveler's Rest. And that call sign, I got Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Victor, KQ4WLV. Was I close on that one?
You were close. That's KQ4WLB. As in boy.
Roger, my logbook. Thanks for getting back to me. KQ4WLB, that's Roger and Traveler's Rest. And great signal tonight, Roger. Glad to get you in the logbook. Then we'd like to welcome one of our net controllers, KI4DOS, and that is by Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Always good to hear you, Gary. Hope y'all are doing well. And let's see if there's any other stations all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please check in W4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome WB4ZPH. That is David and Taylor's. Glad to get you in the log tonight, David. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think we just about got it. We're finishing up a little earlier than normal, but thanks for everybody checking in. As far as upcoming contests, next weekend, there is the one thing that interests me is the CQ Worldwide DX contest. This round is for CW only, so I will definitely get in on that. And if there's any CW freaks out there, you may already know about it, but it is coming up, so get your keys heated up for that awesome event. All right, let's give one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Out Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. That's KM4, NAF. The name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KM4NAF, that is Brock, down there in Gaffney, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Brock. That brings us to 47. I thought we were going to just have just over 30 check-ins, but out of nowhere, about 17 or 18 came in. So that's good news. So why not give one more call. If there's any other check-ins, call KO4JKV or net control. Anybody for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV. Everybody, we did it again on a great Monday night. Total check-ins is 47, which is very good. Tomorrow night, your net controller, his name is Ariel. His call sign is NY4G, and he would love it if you checked in with him. As we're here every night at 9 p.m., usually with a different net controller, and we'd like for everyone to become regular. So thanks, everybody. Stand by for my net report. Everybody, thanks again. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.